I want to thank Bridget and her family and her friends who came up. Bridget's a little girl. Last year, she's a Girl Scout, and last year during the Girl Scout cookie season, she gave me her mother who showed up at the thing screening last night at the Movie Code Theater there in Rosemont. Last year, she gave me some boxes of cookies. And with a nice little note. And we have the note here again, but it's accompanied by a picture for each, a picture colored and drawn for Esmeralda, one for Dan, and one for me.
Aww.
And I have the handwritten note here from 10-year-old Bridget. And it says, "Hi, Nick. My name is Bridget. This year I am 10 and a junior Girl Scout. My little sisters are daisies." So I guess what's what they call the young Girl Scouts? They call them daisies, I guess.
I guess so.
Yeah, or brownies.
Brownies? I thought it was brownies. Brownies? Yeah, I thought it was brownies, but they're daisies. "We have some cookies for you, Esmeralda and Dan. We know you like thin mints. We also noticed that you didn't know the other cookies. We would like you to try some. What the hell is it? How is it pronounced again? Trefoils. Savannah Smiles and Toboggans."
Ooh, are we going to be doing
tagalongs?
Cookie review?
Yeah. Except that I didn't bring the cookies in.
Oh.
I'm sorry. tagalongs are my favorite, she says. And it says, "We hope you like the cookies from Bridget." And P.S., my sister Holly made a picture for Esmeralda, and Megan made one for Dan, and I made one for you.
Aww.
So thank you, Bridget. That was really sweet to give us the cookies and the pictures. Now, I just want to describe the pictures to you. They are the younger ones are just like from coloring books, and so it's like because the kids are younger. They're little daisies, so they just colored in some pictures. So Esmeralda, it looks as though she colored a very hip looking Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Nice.
Okay, and then on the other side, it appears to be a little dolly. Like a little, I don't know, where am I, what camera am I, that one? Can you, can't see
it.
Oh,
I see it.
All right, and then there's Rudolph.
Right.
Okay.
Oh.
So that's for you. All right, now for me, Bridget actually drew, it says me as a pony. So she drew herself as a pony.
That's amazing.
Colored it in and then had a little thought bubble next to the pony that just says cookies with 4 exclamation points. And then she drew the 3 boxes of cookies that she gave us, the Savannah Smiles and the other two, with the exact color. And she colored all that in. It says, "To Nick D from Bridget." And I don't know if you can see that, but that's me as a pony.
Wait, it's you as a pony
no,
or her as a pony?
No, me. It's her. She's saying me.
Oh, I see.
Because underneath it, she wrote me as a pony.
Because that would be amazing if she made a Nick D pony.
Well, yeah, that would be pretty amazing. Yeah, Dan is shaking his head. So that's that, okay? Now, the one that Megan made for Dan, I find the most interesting. And I find it the most interesting. Again, Dan, I think we have to hang this up. I think we have to hang this up in the producer's booth and leave it there, okay? Because I'm not sure why this is the picture that she chose to color for you, but it's out of a coloring book, and it just it's. I'll just show it to you. I don't know if you can actually see it, but it says King of the Pigs.
Oh, it's from that game.
Yeah, it's from Angry Birds.
It's from Angry Birds. Yeah. Oh, right, okay.
Right, yeah, it's those jerk pigs that laugh at you when you don't hit them.
And she colored it all in for you. You're green. You got a yellow crown. But I have no idea why she chose King of the Pigs
maybe
for Dan.
Maybe she was up at 4:10 yesterday and heard our conversation
discussion
about
bacon and all that
wonderful
stuff.
Wonderful pigs are. So I'm going to take it as a compliment.
Absolutely. This is beautiful. King of the Pigs.
Right.
So I got a little one from a pony. You, Esmeralda, heard from Rudolph. And there's some cookies and a lovely handwritten note from Bridget.
That is some good coloring.
It's beautiful.
I
so,
can see it from here.
Thank you, Bridget, and thank you from everybody, from Rudolph, from the King of the Pigs, and from someone who wishes that they were also a pony. Okay. And we're going to break, but really quickly, I also want to mention that Jim Liskowski, our good buddy Jim, who had been filling in for Colin for a few weeks while he was out, he came to see the thing last night. He is works in a thrift store. He helps run a thrift store. And I don't know, Esmeralda, if you can see this, but somebody brought this into the thrift store, and of course nobody's going to ever sell it. So he brought me a used copy, clearly from an old video store, of Starman on Beta.
That's nice.
So I now have a copy of Starman on Beta. I don't know what I'm going to do with it. I'll just like put it up on the wall. But there it is, Starman on Beta.
You need to tell him to keep an eye out for that movie, that gambling movie.
Fever Pitch.
Yeah, see if a VHS shows up sometime.
That shows up, get it in there. All right. Well, anyway, thank you, everybody, for coming out. We had an incredibly successful screening of John Carpenter's The Thing. It was a blast. A lot of horror fans came out. A lot of our regular fans came out. The lovely Kristen Decker was there. The lovely Patty Vasquez was there. Jen Bosworth was there as well. We had a really nice big crowd and had a really good time. So next month in April, we are doing Martin Scorsese's Raging Bull. We'll give you all the details on that. Okay, let's take a quick break here. I've been blabbing here. And let's get in. Singer-songwriter Ryland Fox is going to join us. He's going to talk music and play music live right here on 720 WGN.